Over the last few weeks, we have covered stories on food allergies in children. And a couple of weeks ago, we covered research out of the US that showed with updated guidelines and advice to parents to try and get in common allergy-causing foods like peanut into the diet earlier, it reduces the risk of food allergies. And there have been a significant number of cases avoided in the US as a result of the updated guidelines.
And we had Australian data the following week from Professor Mimi Tang showing that we had similar impact here, perhaps at a lower level because it's more dilute. We may be not following the guidelines quite as closely. And then you had an experience in your surgery, just to bring us up to date.
Yes, where I had a patient have a reaction to an allergy starter pack. So something you can buy from the chemist, which is the powder that you use to try and get in these foods as opposed to the whole food. And so Professor Mimi Tang helped clarify some of the confusion and said, ideally, essentially, go for the whole food if you can, and gave people some tips.
And she commented that the starter packs themselves may actually not do the job because of the dose that's in them and how you use them. So, you know, they are questionable themselves. Anyway, we've had an email from Kylie.
And so Kylie has written in and said, thank you so much for the segment on allergen starter packs. We've been exposing our baby to allergens following the suggested process, not with a pack. And you're right that it's a big job once you factor in continued exposure and getting it all done before the baby is one. I'm not surprised not all families in the experimental groups in the studies to which you refer were not able to follow the protocol exactly.
Hence the lower effects in Australia.
Yes. And then Kylie goes on to say, given these difficulties and the reality that we're all going to have to cut some corners, I think all parents trying to do this would be helped by some advice on how to responsibly prioritise within the protocol.
Important. You've been having a look at what the Australian Society of Clinical Immunology and Allergy is recommending. But before we do that, I mean, really the main aim in the first year of life is to head to a point where by 12 months you've moved to cow's milk, but not relying on milk in the diet. Solids are actually the main part of the diet, and it's a version of what you as a family are eating. And by that time, you're getting a reasonable spectrum of foods. But that still doesn't take away from the need to get in early. So what does ASCIA say, the society?
NIP Allergies in the Bub and ASCIA, which you just mentioned, are amazing resources, which we will link in the show notes. But NIP Allergies in the Bub has a bookmark that all my patients get with the foods on them. Pictures of fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanut, cow's milk, egg, all of it. What I did, Norman, because I agree with Kylie, it can feel like quite a daunting process. You're exhausted.
And you get enough to think about anyway. I mean, just bringing up a child.
I put it on the fridge and I say to patients, put this on the fridge and ideally do one at a time, as Mimi said last week, so you know if there's a reaction, which food it is to. Once you've introduced it and there's no reaction, you want to reliably keep it in the diet. And the recommendation is for 2 times a week, but you try your best. And as you say, you try and incorporate it into the everyday foods. And canned tuna saved my life because it's fish and I love canned tuna. So my kids are not allergic to fish, thank goodness. But I think it's important that people go and look at these resources. And ASCIA also do say on their website that the packaged foods for babies that contain most of the common allergy-causing foods are now widely commercially available. And that's what we spoke about last week. And they actually do say, whilst they appear to be convenient for introducing the common allergy-causing foods, it's important to remember that there are many benefits to feeding babies, the actual food rather than powdered options. And they recommend the whole food.
So have you got any practical tips?
So do one at a time. Try and introduce it in the family meal. If you can put prawns into a fried rice once you've got shellfish in, however you do it, just break the rules with recipes and get those allergy foods in. And with nuts, once you've got them in, blitz them. So peanut, walnut, hazelnut, put sesame seeds in there once it's all introduced and just pop it onto oats or whatever breakfast is happening in the morning and just keep it in the diet.
So stay cool. The world is not a perfect place. Just do what you can.
Yes. We're not nailing it either. Just so you know, I didn't nail it either, but I had a crack.
On ABC Radio National, you're with the Health Report.